These are painful questions, particularly for the younger generation. Who has bewitched us that our young men and women are risking limb and life, crossing the desert from Nigeria, Niger, and Chad, and Mauritania, and Mali, and dying in the Mediterranean Sea on the belief that when they land in Italy, their life will never be the same, and the best they do there is to flip hamburgers? Who has bewitched us?
Hello world, it's your man Ben Carson again in this second section or segment with an interview that we are still having with Mr. Musa Frimpong, the founder and CEO of Diapa Africa. If you've been following us, in our first segment we had a conversation with him where he shared his experience with the African Union, his initial experience in Beijing, and what actually prompted him or what necessitated the formation of Diapa Africa, and with his experience where they've been able to reach so far. In the second segment, stay with me as he discuss the challenge that the almighty COVID-19 has put the project through. Also, he speaks about the prospect of the African Free Trade Area on the project, and also many African entrepreneurs and the role that they will be able to play to help. He also talks about some of the projects and initiatives and programs that they've been able to organize as Diapa Africa between many African countries and the Chinese government. For more on this, let's dive into the conversation itself. Once again, I'm Bekwin Bernard Boma, and we are still talking to Mr. Musa Frimpong, the CEO and founder of Diapa Africa. Now, let's get into the current status now of Diapa, and then we'll go into this program that I was so honored to join. How did you prove that this is high-level profile, should I say meeting, that you organized with the Ghana mission and the China mission, celebrating national between two countries? the highest bilateral cooperation in terms of programming you can ever go get to. So you tell us about the current status now, but before you go there, I want you to touch on that program, how you put how did it even come about, you even think of you being the medium.
I think when we started Diapa, I picked this concept that one of the things missing link in our development space, whether it's China, whether it's Africa, whether it's globally, is having ecosystem or having stakeholders speak to each other or work with each other. So our philosophy at Diapa Africa is really how to have the ecosystem, how to build an ecosystem, or how to have all the different stakeholders speak to each other or work with each other. So if you trace all our programming lines, we have been working with governments. For example, we do Africa Dialogue Series in China, where we invite various ambassadors from African ambassadors in China to come and share their whatever their country is about. We invite students, we invite business people, we invite all sort of people to come on our platform to share what they have and also contribute to the bigger picture. So our philosophy and our business model is really about bringing everybody in the ecosystem, putting them together and letting them be part of the shaping of the world that we want to do. Whether it's in business, whether it's in politics, whether it's in whatever you are doing, we believe that once we work together, when we speak to each other, because if I'm a development practitioner, like that's my development specialist.
Yeah.
And what I've learned in my career over the past decade is that we tend to solve problems in isolation.
Yeah.
So governments sit in government institutions trying to solve problems. Universities sit in universities trying to solve problems.
Yeah.
Industry sit trying to solve problems. Yeah. And nobody seems to make any impact. Nobody seems to be able to solve it, because yeah. what you are solving, someone has the solution or has the resources.
Yeah.
So if you're able to speak to each other, then it's really, so that is really what we did with the Ghana China at 60 celebration. Wonderful. We brought embassies together, we connected governments together, we connected companies, we connected universities, we connected people like all over.
Yeah.
For example, some of the programs we did was a forum between Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology in Ghana
yeah.
and then Tsinghua University in China, who had a forum on innovation, education, and health,
yeah.
especially within this COVID-19 period. And this is one of the programs we had. We had the Minister of Foreign Affairs. The minister himself was coming to address us on the first day, but he had an emergency trip to one of the ECOWAS countries. So the deputy minister appeared and actually opened the first day program for us. So we brought tourism, we brought the Ghana tourism and then the China Hainan tourism department together to have a cooperation. We brought the Ghana Investment Promotion Center and Hunan CCPIT together to have a business forum. We brought startup in Ghana and startups in China together.
Yeah.
We brought hospitals in China and hospital in Ghana together. So it was a very, it was 1 week of extraordinary impact.
I would say it was very, very much. That was great. And even some of the entrepreneurs I heard, this lady from Sunda and all it was very much inspiring. Africa was really taking the shape. These Chinese investors.
You mentioned the. I don't know whether you want to come back again or I have to take it from there.
Take it from there for me, please.
I think you wanted to know the current state.
Status, exactly. Yeah.
What can you give? Can you elaborate on that?
What are some of the issues that you are holding? You are currently undertaking. I would say.
So I will buttress it to the fact we were a startup. If you look at the year. We were incorporated in China in August 2018. So we are barely 3 years, two and a half, basically.
Mm.
And so we are still small. Startups, it takes 10 years to leave the startup space. So we are still startup as a company. So one of the things COVID did with us, it's really shattered. Because if you look at our line of activities, we do a lot of events.
Yeah.
And we bring people together a lot physically.
Yeah.
That's our platform. And so when COVID came, we were really, really shattered. We had big plans for 2020, but all of a sudden everything came to a halt and everything was shattered.
Yeah.
So over the last 1 year, since COVID came, even though we've still been relevant, we've been doing a couple of activities last year. But we've been in a state of reorganizing ourselves, reshaping our company to actually, like, as they say, match the new normal, and also contribute to building back the world, this COVID world, Africa, and then the rest at large.
Right.
So we, as a company, we have been in the boardroom for the past months trying to come up with programming. We are still in that process, but if you go to our website, www.diapaafrica.com, we have been able to come up with some solid lines of businesses and projects and activity that we are going to be doing over the years. Right. I'm sure you are also aware of the Africa Continental Free Trade Area.
Wonderful.
Which has started. And we are also positioning ourselves to be an active contributor or active driver of this Africa continental free trade area. So we have what you call doing business with Africa, doing business with China, and trade and investment solutions. And we have our ongoing project and program that we do with our different partners in Africa, in China, and across the world. So let me say, we are still finalizing a lot of things at our end. And hopefully by the end of, by the mid of 2021, we will have a solid plan. But yes, we are still in the boardroom. But people who want to really know our progress can always visit our website, or you can always follow us on our social media platform, Diapa Africa, and you will always be getting updates of our progress this year and beyond.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. When I think, let me come back to you when you made mention of you were incorporated in China in 2018. So that means you have an office here in China and an office of which where you are right now in Ghana. How about your staffing? How is it done? The management, especially with COVID, you being the CEO and co-founder not around. How is it your office in China and all that? How are they operating?
It was COVID never prompted any of us. didn't give us a warning that I'm coming. So you guys get ready. I particularly left China. I missed the COVID just 1 week. I left China, and then the following week COVID was announced.
COVID came
in China. So. And by then, I was coming to Ghana just to put some things in place and go back to China.
And go back.
So it really affected me because when I came, I couldn't go back. And I hadn't also planned to stay here for long.
So for long, yeah.
I was caught in the middle and we have to restructure. And most of our team also went back home for holidays. Because that time, it was holidays during the...
Yeah. Right.
I think during the spring. Was it spring holidays?
Spring festival.
Yes, it was this it was the spring holidays. So most of our people have left China to various countries in Africa for holidays. And so when the COVID broke up, nobody could go back again.
Right.
And so our office in China has been difficult to manage.
Right.
But so far, last year we have been able to put in place a team who are now in charge of our operations in China, and our office is functioning now in China.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we have an office in China, Beijing, and we have our office also in Accra, Ghana. So, but our team is spread across. Our team is across Africa and elsewhere.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. One of the key signatures, I would say, your training for entrepreneurs and people who are seeking to position themselves into the corporate system, employed. And so I learned you offer some services. I went through your website, but I think it will be better to hear from the horse's own mouth. So what are some of the, services that you offer as Diapa Africa? The free ones and the ones that also need special care.
They said there's no free lunch. Diapa Africa has come out from a social approach. So even as we are moving into more business-oriented solutions, we are still not forgetting that we are mindful of our social nature of things. Like, we are doing this for our people. We are not doing it for ourselves. So even in our services and our products, we are still mindful of people. We put people first in whatever we are designing. And so for our services in particular, I will list a broader area to say one of the key things is called what we call doing business with Africa. So we are telling the entire world that if you want to do business with Africa, you can talk to us at Diapa Africa.
Okay.
Whether you are looking for partners, whether you are looking to incorporate, whether you are looking for whatever, you are looking for business planning or market research, whatever you are looking for inside Africa, talk to us.
Yeah.
We will be able to facilitate that particular, whatever you want to, in terms of doing business with Africa or in Africa. talk to us. So that is the world and Africa, but like as for example, China. But we are also saying that inside Africa, Africa itself is not doing business with itself much. So what about doing business with Kenya? What about Ghana doing business with Cameroon? Ghana doing business with Egypt? That space is also very, very dry. So as part of our doing business with Africa in Africa portfolio, they are also helping connect businesses within the continent. So you will see that in the coming months and days, you see that our website will be having a lot of content and solutions around these areas. So how do we how do we connect a supplier in Ghana to a buyer in Cameroon? How do we facilitate? So we are going to be a platform where people can easily find those kind of resources. The second portfolio I want to mention is the doing business with China. China is a world on its own. 1.5 billion people with about one of the emerging technologies in the world, one of the investment destination of the world, one of the startup innovation countries in the world. So there's a lot to do with China in terms of the world. So we are saying that our office in China also focuses on how to help people who want to connect with China, doing business or whatever. So it's also, we offer a lot of services to that effect. And then the other portfolio is just general trade and investment. So this is general trade and investment. So we are involved in helping companies or people source, do sourcing, like strategic, we call it strategic sourcing. Because we focus on high-end products like minerals or commodities or those kind of stuff. So we can help anybody connect with mineral resources or commodities, whether from Africa or coming into Africa. So that's broader on the trade solution that we offer. I think the investment also, like how do we help people to access investments globally? So we also offer those kind of investment solutions to people. And then generally projects. And then, as you know, we do a lot of consultancy services in all these areas. And then we also organize this, all these high profile business and government events so that we also connect people and resources at that. And so this is a picture of our services. Just to add one last one is what I call talent, because we, in our short time as a company, we realize that talent is key to achieving all the things we are seeking to achieve, and also the world and Africa want to achieve. So we've created one small baby called Talent Solutions for Africa. Talent Solutions for Africa. In short, we call it TASA. So TASA really is about, we have an ambitious aim to reach 1 million people by the year 2030.
Okay.
With with real solutions and real impact. So we are offering career development solutions. We are offering professional development solutions. We are offering enterprise development solutions. That we are focusing more on the younger generation, or the engine of our economy, the young people. Whether they are in school or they are out of school, how do we give them skills? How do we give them investments? How do we build their capacities? How do we connect them to opportunities so that they can be the true resource of our development? So So TASA is really focusing on talent solutions. So we have Facebook page, we have all the social media. When you go there, you see TASA Hub. TASA Hub is more focusing on talent solutions. So that's a baby of Japan Africa that focuses only on talent solutions.
Wonderful. I must thank you for this great initiative and the work you are doing for the continent. Looking at all this investment and bringing in investors and all that, I'm sure it's going to fully take even much obvious or apparent shape, looking at the African free trade that is even coming now, especially the part where you want to connect different African countries to countries together.
People,
if you are listening, you are still listening to the Black Swiss Tonight podcast, and I'm your man, your host, Bequem Bernard Boma. You can call me Ben Carson. And today I have with me the CEO and co-founder of Diapa Africa, Mr. Musa. I call him chairman, I call him honorable, I call him dad. And he is actually directing the affairs of Africa relations, especially China and the diaspora.
We are just starters.
Yes.
We haven't started yet.
And even where you are now, it's mind blowing. In fact, the information you share, I'm sure anyone that is listening is quite motivated. And we can't be even much more prouder. Thank you. We are coming to an end. I think I need to leave you to to yourself.
We have some breakfast.
Before you go, I think usually this is what I do. I let my host have their final words. But before you tell the world your final words about especially about where you want us to see you, like using some, you still have about 8 to 7 years to leave the startup zone, like you said. Before you tell us where you would want us to see Diapa Africa in the next, let's say, 7 to 8 years. If someone should ask Diapa Africa, or someone should just shout Diapa Africa, what would be the shortest way to reply, or what would be the shortest should I say quote, or about it, like a shortest way to put the whole concept into
the whole concept together?
Yeah.
So Diapa Africa, we say creating a shared future.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So creating a shared future. If I shout
Diapa Africa, observe,
I would say creating a shared future.
Creating a shared future. And that is exactly what we need. Mr. Frimpong, thank you so much for coming here. I would want you to now give your last words, what people should know going forward after people listening to you. If there's even any action they have to take, now is the time. So if you have any final words to tell people, what action they should take after listening to you, your final words.
So for what I would say is that the whole thing is, it's not a, like I told you, it's a journey that has just started. And for us, we have been working closely with all the stakeholders. Like I tell you, development or growth or business is a big puzzle that no one man or no one person can fully fulfill or establish. So we need to all work together. So the power of partnership should be very important. And we at Diapa Africa believe in partnerships.
Yeah.
So we invite anybody out there. If you are wondering how you can join us, just go to our website.
Okay.
And check whatever, how you've come fit in. We are not going to tell you what we want from you, what you can do, what we can do with you.
Yes.
Of course, we are in this podcast, we have explained, I've shared a lot of what we do, but our website is very clear, and have a good content of what Diapa Africa is all about. You can always reach out to us and do business with us or partner with us on any project business that you have. And for those out there who are also seeking to, who are on this path or are seeking to be on this path, I would just say, once you are determined, once you are committed, once you want to do it, go all out and do it. It's not a one-day thing. It's something that you need to do it over years. Maximum, or minimum, 10 years, because you can't give up when you have not gone past 10 years. When you have not gone back, when you have not gone, when you have not done this thing for 10 years, you shouldn't call yourself a failure. You haven't gone anywhere. So people should really have focus. I think one of the things I learned in this COVID period was focus, the word called focus or concentration. It's okay if you don't have it yet, but keep looking for it, keep searching for it, and get yourself that clarity or that focus where you want to. Which part of, if you get clarity, you get focus, it doesn't even matter which part of the world you find yourself. You can still make an impact, or you can still contribute, you can still use that focus to inspire or to make change wherever you find yourself. So focus is very important. At the Upper Africa, we are looking for our focus, and we urge everybody to also look for clarity and focus in their life, in their business, and in the impact that they want to make on the world at large. Thank you so much for having us, and we look forward to engaging with you again and your audience.
Very soon, very soon, very soon. Thank you very much, Honorable Frimpong. Wow. This segment, I'm sure, is going to be one of the best, if not the best, for this season one of our episodes. People, the website, the social media handles and all that will be posted in the bio under this episode. So right after listening to it, there's an action to take. You just right hit on it, and there you go. People, you've been listening to the Black Suite Tonight podcast. My name is Bekwin Bernard Boma, and I've just had an extensive discussion with a founder and CEO, I would say co-founder and CEO of the Upper Africa initiative that is creating a shared future for Africans, those on the continent and even those in the diaspora. Mr. Musa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, you can listen to us at every Saturday, 10:30 p.m. GMT. You can also follow us at BWT Black Suite Tonight podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And you can also listen to us on Spotify, Anchor, and wherever you pick your podcast. Once again, I'll be your host, Bekwin Bernard Boma, and Mr. Frimpong was my guest for today. All right, so thank you for staying tuned with us. This is the last segment for this particular interview, and I'm glad you are still with us after this far. We are bringing you another section that will be led to be inspiring, and once again, it is still changing the narrative. I'm your man, Bekwin Bernard Boma, and you are listening to the Black Suite Tonight podcast. You can follow our IG account and Facebook account and Twitter at BWT Africa Rising. Now we're also on YouTube, and you can subscribe to our channel BWT Africa Rising with Ben Carson. Your likes, comment, and subscription will be very helpful for us. So can you also review our podcast on Apple Podcast, Anchor, Spotify, and wherever you pick your podcast. You can also hook us up on the web at blacksuittonight.com. See you when we see you.